Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast.
We're going to be breaking some news. That's right, breaking news. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast. It's good to have you all with us here this week, and as you can tell from our prelude, we're going to be breaking some news. That's right, breaking news, and that is some new hardware on the A-Lady front in the Echo, Amazon Echo line, I guess you would say, of devices. Although the way this thing is labeled, it's kind of confusing. It is now a new device called the Echo Hub. Yeah, we're going to talk about that name later. I don't like it. But anyway, we'd like to welcome you listeners, and we're going to compare that device to the Echo Show 8 third generation, and we're probably going to be comparing it maybe to the Echo Show 15 as well, because there's some commonalities between all these devices, and really figure out what is the best value for your money, and does this device really fit any particular needs for you, or really the community as a whole. Now, for our new listeners, I'd like to welcome you. My name is David Ward. I'm the host of the podcast, and I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill. And you'll find our podcast comes out on a weekly basis. We're in our sixth season now, but we have five past seasons. And between them and the current season, we have over 125,000, I'm pretty sure, listens to the podcast. We're somewhere in that ballpark, 125, I think. So it's good to have you here. We've covered a wide range of topics. So if you have some questions or thoughts, by all means, go back and check our back catalog. There's a good chance we've covered whatever you're concerned with, hardware. We've talked about software and skills, which are like apps. We've talked about home automation. We've talked about features for children, for parents, for caregivers, for seniors, using them in business environments or assisted living homes, Amazon Echoes, just a wide, wide range of things we have covered over these past five seasons and now in our sixth. And we'd like to welcome you and our returning listeners as well. But before we delve into this new hardware, the Echo Hub, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about some brand new hardware called the Echo Hub. Now, I'm not too sure exactly what day this came out, but it clearly came out here in February of 2024. And in fact, Amazon's blog describing what it is and what it does is actually dated February 21st, so not too long ago about it. But it didn't really make any bleeps on my typical news radar, so I kind of hadn't heard about it, except over the weekend I kind of saw these articles like, what is this comparison? Why is somebody writing up this, like, and I bookmarked it, and it turns out it's new hardware. So we're going to be talking about that Echo Hub. Now, as the name Hub implies, it is supposed to be geared towards home automation. So that is various radio frequencies and new standards. So that includes Matter support, the more advanced component of Matter, the Thread support.
and the Zigbee radios. It's going to be supported. And, of course, it also does Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Seems to be using an older Wi-Fi chipset like most of the other Echo devices seem to be using, and does not support the new 6E. Kind of a shame there. That would have been nice if it supported the new 6 gigahertz radio spectrum, which 6E, I believe, does add. I think I got that right. 6E, 6E plus 6. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so it doesn't seem to support that. All right, so what is this device other than being a home hub? Well, first off, it has an 8-inch screen. It is specifically designed to be wall-mounted and comes out of the box with the screws and a little template to put, you know, where to put your holes in the wall and things like that. The way that it's powered, it uses a 12.5 watt. You could double check me on the website on that power adapter. It seems to be using USB-C. So it is a low voltage solution, and you can buy an adapter to also power it over Ethernet. It would be an Ethernet to USB dongle converter, and then that would USB-C would go into the device, I believe, and power it. But that would be an additional charge if you wanted to get that. So why am I mentioning that? Well, in home automation circles and in many localities, and here in Virginia, and you'd have to check your building codes and fire codes, you can run a lot of times, at least here in Virginia, you can run USB and Ethernet through the walls and power devices off those things, running power over Ethernet, and it not violate fire codes and things like that. It's considered safe and won't spark and create a fire in the wall, basically. And so this device has that capability, which is pretty cool. And hence, you know, we got some sort of cord dangling around. So really, it would be mounted on the wall, kind of like a thermostat or something like that, with an 8-inch screen. Now, this device is devoid of a camera. Some people may find that a plus. Does have an infrared scanner. I guess that's according to the documentation, kind of used to detect motion or people walking in front of it. Maybe that would wake up the screen or take it out of some sort of showing pictures mode or something like that. It also has a light sensor on it, probably so that it can calibrate the brightness of the screen based on the circumstances, maybe at night, maybe really dimming the screen to save power and things like that. Now, with that little form factor, you're not going to get very good audio out of it. It does have 4 microphones on it for Alexa. I just said her name. Sorry, guys. It does have the 4 mics on it, so you can verbally command it. But based on the reviews I've been looking at, it's really much more geared towards a touchscreen interface. So you can customize widgets on the screen, maybe have a little window there for your security cameras on the front of your property or your front door or whatever. And much more supposed to be touchscreen friendly, although you can give it those verbal commands. Now, unlike the other device, which I find in a form factor-wise to be the most similar, is the Echo Show 15. Echo Show 15 was predominantly sold the same way. It was designed to be mounted to a wall. I don't know if they did all those thoughtfulness with the power connectors and stuff. I don't really remember. The device came out like 3 years ago, I think in 2021. But a much bigger screen, 15 inches. And that device really hasn't took off. It did get some new components where it also doubles as a Fire TV and you can use a remote control with it. So that kind of expanded its functionality. This device, the new Echo Hub, doesn't seem to have any of that functionality. So you kind of lose that in a way. A lot of people have been comparing the Echo Hub to the other 8-inch device, which is the Echo Show 8, which was just revised this past fall, I believe released around October 2023. It was the premier device shown on stage during the AI event that Amazon put on, where they're showing all these cool AI features that the A-ladies are going to get. They had on stage an Echo Show 8. So that device has like an 8-core processor or neural engine. It has a much more robust, high-fidelity 2-inch speakers in it with some special chipsets for spatial audio to help calibrate it to the room, and is right now selling for $99 versus the Echo Hub, here, wait for it, $179. Now, I've seen it marked down to like $176, I think, in certain contexts, but it's predominantly a $180 device. Now, admittedly, the Echo Show 8's typical market suggested price is $149, somewhere in that basically $150 range. So getting it right now for $99, only a few months after it was released, I mean, brand new, the Echo Show 8, is pretty staggering. But when you compare the two, both having 8-inch screens, there's basically an $80 gap. And when you get the Echo Show 8, you clearly are getting better speakers, you're getting a camera, you may even be getting a better processor. It just seems like, hands down, it's kind of a better device. It's a better bang for your buck. Based on the blog entries I've been reading, the predominant difference they feel is the interface is a little different. The Echo Hub has a much more touch-centered face, so you can customize the widgets more the way you're liking, and it'll always be there. While in Echo Show, you'd either need to verbally command it or, you know, swipe the screen a few times to find the widget you're looking for. Maybe it doesn't have that same touch-first kind of interface. So, but really for the value, I think the Echo Show 8 is still the better way to go, unless you had a very specific use case where the Echo Hub should go. And if you were thinking of even going bigger with the Echo Show 15, I would caution you like that around the holiday season. I caution people who are looking at sales and stuff. That device is pretty long in the tooth. Does have a camera, does have some other things that the, you know, similar to typical Echo Show. But we're talking 2021, I believe it was released, so I would be antsy about that. And the price has not really come down. It's still up in the 200 plus range for the Echo Show 15. So based on that, that's my feelings about the Echo Hub. Also, by the way, I think the name is probably pretty pretty confusing and obnoxious. There in the past has been Echo Hubs, but they had no screens, and they were more like, you know, Pringle can devices, and maybe everybody forgot those, but those were a thing. So, and oh, I forgot to mention, the home automation is the real trick of the Echo Hub. That Zigbee, that Matter, that thread support. Here's the trick. Based on everything I'm reading, the Echo Show 8 has the exact same feature set. It's got Zigbee radios. It's got the Thread and Matter support. It has the sidewalk support. Has the Bluetooth. You know, all of those things still there. So I don't think you're really losing anything. If anything, you're gaining a lot by sticking with an $80 cheaper device, the Echo Show 8. And, you know, if you just find a shelf to put it on and you don't have to mount it to the wall, definitely I feel like you get you more bang for your buck. But this new Echo Hub feels like kind of an iteration on the 15, kind of like a new version of the 15. Why they're still even trying to sell the 15, I don't know. They should probably retire that product. But probably once they sell out the current stock, we probably won't see it anymore. Well, anyway, you have thoughts, suggestions for a future episode, reach out to me, Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X. And you can also email us at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And just in the case of a post or the email in the subject line or something, put you're trying to reach Dave of the Echo Tips podcast, and that way the email or the message will find its way to me. Well, until next time, it's time to practice some of the many things you learn. Go on to that Amazon and check out that new device. See if it's something you really want, or maybe you need to go with something else. But until then, we thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew! Thanks for listening.